It's always difficult to completely understand or characterize a period that we are still in the midst of, but the archaeologist Michelle Hegman has referred to our current period of archaeology as, quote, processual plus. Her argument is that we have incorporated many of the ideas of post-processual theory while still maintaining some semblance of scientific method. So today we have a diversity of approaches. Some people lean more towards processualism, emphasizing environmental explanations, putting more emphasis on all-encompassing explanations, that is, why sort of questions. These archaeologists are more likely to emphasize hypothesis testing. Others lean more towards post-processualism. They focus on particular case studies rather than general explanations, that is, how sort of questions, and they are more likely to lean towards versions of the past that emphasize power relations, gender, class, etc., and ideology. They are less likely to frame their assumptions as hypotheses and more likely to accept alternative interpretations. More so than other anthropologists, I think archaeologists subscribe to the scientific method in that we define a problem, establish hypotheses, identify testable implications of those hypotheses, collect data, evaluate hypotheses against those data, and reject or revise our hypotheses. We may not always frame it in these terms, but we do hold our ideas up to the scrutiny of material evidence and to the opinions of our peers. And, importantly, our understanding of archaeology as a science is sort of qualified. We mostly understand that there are no universal laws of human behavior. We also mostly recognize that the social context affects our assumptions, practice, and responsibilities. Finally, we recognize that these sort of political and social influences were equally important in the past.